أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم من ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the second half of ayah number 6 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In this half of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the aspect of tayammum. In the first half, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the aspect of wudu. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that it was the journey that we had been returning from the battle of Banu Mustalik in the 50th of the Hijrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to a place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disembarked and he decided to stop over there. And at that time, I had lost my necklace. Sahaba all had disembarked. It was a place where there was no water. And because I could not find my necklace, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided not to move on. And hence Sahaba also did not move on. And the time of Salah had now come. There was no water. The time of Salah had come. And some Sahaba began to say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that there is no water, the difficulty has come upon us, and this difficulty is because of your daughter Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, when he had come to me at that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, his Mubarak head is on my lap, and now he begins to rebuke me, he begins to scold me, and I remained very still at that time because I did not want to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his head, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads the ayat and he reads the verses of tayammum. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verses of tayammum, creating ease for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say to Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this was not the first barakah of the al of the family of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in that through his family Allah ta'ala had sent innumerable blessings upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would go through a little difficulty and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would create ease for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have counted up to 200 special features, special unique characteristics that Allah ta'ala had blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, and tayammum is one of those special unique features that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the earth, the entire earth, a means of gaining purity for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُم مَرْضَى, and if you are ill, أو على سفر, or you are on a journey, أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط, or one of you come from relieving yourselves, either by passing urine or stool, أو لامستم النساء, or one of you had cohabited with the woman, فلم تجدوا ماء, then such a person did not find water. In other words, a person was not able to use water. A person is ill and sick, but there is water, he is unable to use water. A person is traveling, there probably is water, but he does not have the ability to use water. For example, somebody is on a train, the person next to him has water, but that's his personal property. So, and he does not want to sell it to the individual, or he's selling it at a very high price, then of course there is no other water available, then that person, Allah Ta'ala says, then that person will make tayammum, fatayammamu sa'idan tayyiba, then that person will make tayammum of the earth that is pure. And what it means is, whatever is regarded as earth, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, whatever comes from the earth, if it is burnt, it does not burn to ashes, it does not melt, such a thing will be regarded as earth, and hence a person can utilize it to make tayammum. How the tayammum will be made? From sahubi wujuhikum, then the person will wipe his face and he will wipe his hands with that earth, placing the two hands on the earth, wiping the face, placing the two hands once again on the earth and wiping the hands. And in this way, a person will obtain purity. Allah Ta'ala had created such ease for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجَعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intend, Allah Ta'ala did not desire that Allah Ta'ala creates for you, O ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, any haraj, any difficulty. Walaki yuridu liyutahhirakum. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies you. Purifies you internally also. You've made mistakes, you committed sins, make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. External purity also, in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified from both hadath asghar, hadath akbar. A person was in need of wudu, a person was in need of ghusl, both Allah Ta'ala has created ease by way of tayammum. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete upon you His favor. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may become appreciative and you may be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thankful to Allah ta'ala for the kind favors that Allah ta'ala bestowed upon this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.